Westchester County plans to establish a war dog memorial at one of its parks. The announcement came Wednesday on National Canine Veterans Day. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says more than $30,000 has been raised to erect a memorial statue dedicated to hero dogs in the military. The statue, a life-size sculpture based on a World War II dog named Chips, is planned for the Trail of Honor at Lasden Park in Katona, the site of the county's Veterans Museum.
This famous dog in World War II served as a sentry dog for the U.S. Army. It was in the 3rd Infantry Division across North Africa, Sicily, Italy, France, and Germany, and was awarded the Distinguished Silver Cross, Distinguished Service Cross, the Silver Star, and the Purple Heart.
Friends of Lasden Park and Arboretum raised money for the statue to honor the family of Edward Wren of Pleasantville in Westchester County, who brought Chips home after the war. John Conley is a Vietnam and Afghanistan war veteran. His service dog, Nero, who you hear chiming in, also served.
Nero was a Navy working dog who would serve two tours in Iraq, and was on his last operation was wounded by an IED. From there, he went to Landstuhl, Germany, just like a regular GI, and they did rehabilitation with him. They found he had a bulged disc. They did some other tests on him and found that he also had degenerative myeloma, which is like Lou Gehrig's disease in a dog.
The aggressive nature of the dog did not bode well for his future, but Conley's son had worked with Nero and his handlers. Conley ended up adopting the German Shepherd, who uses a wheelchair for mobility. Military service dogs often are tasked with detecting bombs, drugs, and weaponry. Director of the Westchester County Department of Consumer Protection, Jim Misano, says he has supported bringing a war dog memorial to Westchester for some time.
Actually, when I served in the Marine Corps, I actually did work with dogs. I was in a unit called Landing Support Specialists. Bob might remember us back in his day. We were known as Shore Party. We always said there's no party like Shore Party. Yeah, the Red Patchers and the Marines. But the reason we had dogs attached to our unit, so Landing Support Specialist is the unit in the Marine Corps in charge of invading a beach. And the dogs would come in with us in organizing the beach before an invasion to sniff for landmines. That was their role, and they were attached to us, and they would come with us on operations. And I have to tell you, they not only were they heroes, but they really kind of made the whole unit very happy to have them as guests. We loved having the dogs with us. And they're such incredible heroes.
Director of Westchester County Veterans Affairs, Ron Tochi.
World War I was the first time that they actually recognized canines in war service in this country. And there was a dog by the name of Stubby that was picked up by a doughboy on his way to being deployed to France. And he happened to be a dog person and a really good trainer. And that dog became the mascot of his unit and distinguished himself to the point where he was the first canine ever commissioned a sergeant in the United States military. He was in the Army. And after World War I, when he came back, he was afforded the opportunity to lead the Welcome Home Parade.
Again, Latimer.
And whoever walks into this park in the years to come, long after all of us are gone, they'll see something that reminds them that this country recognizes sacrifice when it sees it.
The sculpture will pay tribute to the thousands of service dogs who have fought to protect the nation's soldiers in war zones. Artist Lena Torich, whose pieces have been installed throughout the country for military and police personnel, has been tapped to create the statue. It's expected to be unveiled June 22nd at Lasden Park. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.